This is Prime Cut with Stretch and the QB, John Salisbury.
Welcome back to SB Nation Radio. We're joined now, fortunate to be joined by one of the great basketball minds on the planet, Philadelphia 76ers executive, and as you know, USA Basketball managing director, been in charge of this for a long time. Jerry, welcome, number one, to SB Nation Radio. And number two is, how's this part of the dream team looking so far as we're getting started and headed towards Rio?
You know, just a few bumps, but each team that we've put together since 05, be it for Olympics or World Cup, World Championship, they're all different, you know. They all have their own hurdles, if you will. And, you know, we're trying to assimilate some new people into this group with some veterans. And so it's taken a little bit of time, and there's not a lot of practice time. So we're using the games themselves, these friendly games, in order to get ourselves in shape and try to get people familiar with one another.
You know, Jerry, as we look at this and look at the overall, I kind of draw it with the NBA, that the popularity of the NBA, the popularity of the basketball game with the Olympics. Talk to us a little bit about, as an executive, and what you've done with the 76ers, obviously your history with the Suns. Talk to us about really what, how you kind of put it all together and mold really what's going on with the Olympic Games right now.
Sure. Well, I've always been a firm believer, you know, in culture and also in relationships. And when you're in a sports business, and you're dealing with talent, you need to have relationships. And once you start with that kind of a basis, and then trust is another big word involved. And back in 05, when I was asked to take over USA Basketball, we were at an all-time low, you know, for the program. And it needed to be totally, you know, redone, reshaped. And it was pretty evident to me we needed to create a new culture. We needed to show the world basketball community respect in order to earn back the respect. We finished third in 04 in the Olympics, and, you know, that's not satisfactory for USA Basketball. We have the best talent in the world, and we need to uphold that. And so when asked to take on that responsibility, I set myself up for the potential of not being able to get it done. I mean, really, I had lofty goals, and that was to create a national team roster, to meet with each player eyeball to eyeball and tell them why I was willing to do what I was doing, because I didn't need to. You know, I had been there, done that, and yet I saw it as an incredible responsibility to represent your country on an international stage. And the players bought in. That was the key. And once they started buying in, we were off and running. And I'm obviously proud of the fact that our program now is really in excellent shape in terms of infrastructure and commitment.
That's the voice of the great Jerry Colangelo joining us here on SB Nation Radio, USA Basketball Managing Director, as we prepare for these Summer Olympic Games. Jerry, you've known Mike Krzyzewski a long time. He's done one hell of a job being a big part of this and running this with you. This is his last go-around. What's he meant to you, to USA Basketball, and to the Olympics and the world traveling teams?
Well, first of all, when you mention the words, you know, Coach K, it's a mouthful. I mean, and it really is in more ways than one. He's a leader, obviously one of the great coaches of all time on any level, and he's a good man. He's a guy committed to his country. He's the type of guy you want in a foxhole next to you. And from the time we got together in 05, although we had known each other in the past, we became connected at the hip in terms of marching together, trying to get this thing fixed. And it's been such a wonderful experience, you know, over this last decade with him. And I'm a little melancholy about this last go, if you will. because he finishes in Rio, and I'm hopeful and prayerful that we can get another gold medal for him and for everyone else, because he's put so much time and effort into it. I'd love to see it end with another big win.
All right, Jerry, now, you're a guy that I've always loved, that did not a whole lot of BS, and I remember my, God rest his soul, my coach Denny Green, who just passed away with the Vikings, said,
Yes.
He always used to point out, distractions don't matter. Don't care if the team bus is late. Don't care if the meal's cold. Are you tired of hearing about the distraction that has been this whole Rio thing? And how are you keeping your team focused on the job at hand, which is not silver, it's not bronze, it's gold through all the distraction that's been out there, and some of it very real, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, some of it probably is real, but it's always overblown. That's also my opinion, and it's only an opinion. You know, once we get there, we leave tomorrow night, we'll find out more specifically, but the good news is we've had so many trips of our people going down to get a lay of the land, to make sure we take every precaution, that, you know, we've tried to educate, we've tried to do preventive things as it relates to everything. And I believe we have potentially the best circumstances under the circumstances that we could have. So we're prepared, we're ready to go, we're focused on going there for one purpose, and that is to practice, to play our games, to come home with the gold. That's it. This is not a sightseeing trip for any of us. And so we're not going to be out among them, if you know what I mean.
We're not going to be
out there.
I hear you.
I want to shift gears just a little bit, Mr. Colangelo. 76ers. You got that bunch headed the right direction. We may want to place a little friendly wager here at SB Nation about whether the 76ers back on track. How do you feel about that team?
Well, first of all, when I was asked to help, that was back in December. I really suggested the guy to do the job was Brian Colangelo, who was available. He was sitting up in Toronto. He had 18 years as a general manager, two-time executive of the year. And in terms of availability, there were a couple of guys, he and Danny Ferry, who I thought were the top people out there. And yet they wanted me to be serving a consulting position, which I was willing to do. And I saw and recognized they had some assets in place, but they needed some things that I thought would come to the forefront, and that was people with experience on the basketball side. They had some bright young guys, analytical people there, but yet I felt there was a need. And when they went through the process of looking for a president and GM, when Sam Hinkie, you know, resigned, he literally resigned his position. But when Brian became one of the two candidates, it was important for me not to be part of that interview process. I did interview Ferry, but not Brian. I left that up to the ownership. And they decided on him, and I think he's got it going in the right direction, and I'm behind him consulting to ownership and management, and I feel pretty good about where we're headed.
I would say that name pulls a little basketball weight.